This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
And Michael.
And we're here to talk to you. That's not an admonition. We just like to talk to people.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. This is a call-in show, so give us a call about anything that's on your mind.
And the beauty of it is really anything that's on your mind. We have no agenda.
We have no set topic. We only do minimal call screening, so it's just what's your name, where are you from, two or three words about what you want to talk about, and we'll get you on the air.
And that's all there is to it. It's pretty straightforward, pretty simple, and it can be a lot of fun. We enjoy talking to people. Of course, we bring in a couple topics just because, you know, you got to start a conversation somewhere, I guess.
Sometimes there's nobody on the line to talk to yet. So.
And then we just ramble on a little bit. But we did have one of the stories Michael brought in. I'm going to have to confess complete ignorance on this because I don't even really know who Jesse Smollett is, except he got beat up, I guess, by himself or by people he hired.
He hired a couple of guys to beat him up, and he staged it as a fake hate crime.
Ah.
And this got referred for prosecution in Chicago, and the prosecutor decided to drop all the charges.
That's about the limit of my understanding. He's on a TV show.
He was on a TV show, but he lost it. He lost the show. Got, as I understand it, his contract didn't get renewed, and then the show got canceled.
The whole show went away. Good call. Good call there. A judge in Illinois is calling for a special prosecutor to look into how Cook County prosecutors handled the Jesse Smollett case, which began with the Empire actor, Empire being the name of the TV show, the Empire actor reporting a hate crime, then saw him arrested for allegedly faking the incident, and finally having all charges against him dropped. In his order, Cook County Circuit Court Judge Michael Tooman said, quote, unprecedented irregularities, unquote, of the case require an independent counsel to investigate, quote, to restore the public's confidence in the integrity of our criminal justice system, unquote.
Well, yeah, just as an aside, what integrity?
I'm just going to say, what will it take for you, listening at home, wherever you're tuned on the radio dial, to, quote, restore your confidence in the integrity of our criminal justice system?
In the most corrupt city in America.
Exactly. Chicago. What? Corruption? Chicago? You've got to be kidding. That's not a slight at anyone listening from Chicago. I love the town. I love the pizza.
Oh, everybody in Chicago knows exactly how corrupt it is. This is not news.
They do. This is not against anyone from there, but it is certainly against your politicians. And Rahm Emanuel specifically. I'll go there. Depending on the special prosecutor's findings, the disposition of Smollett's case could be nullified, Tooman said, citing the outcomes of similar inquiries. And then it lists the entire, you can find this stuff, we'll post a link to it, NPR story here. But they list the entire final order of Jesse Smollett from the court. The decision to appoint a special prosecutor comes 3 weeks after Chicago police released hundreds of pages of records related to the case investigators worked to build against Smollett. Smollett, 37, was indicted on 16 felony counts of disorderly conduct related to making a false report to police about the event in which he allegedly which alleged he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack in Chicago in January. Police said they believe Smollett paid two brothers to fake an attack on him in order to get publicity. Law enforcement officers have said they've been frustrated that Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox's office ended the case by abruptly announcing Smollett would not be facing any charges. Then-Mayor Rahm Emanuel, formerly of the Obama administration?
Yeah, I think that's when he went in.
Along with Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, called it, quote, a whitewash of justice.
He's one to talk, but in this case, it does sound like he's right.
Yeah, it is insanity. Fox recused herself from the investigation before Smollett was charged, saying she wanted to avoid any appearance of a conflict of interest because of conversations she had with a Smollett family member. But in a controversial move, Fox put her top assistant in charge of the case, and Judge Tooman sharply criticized that decision on Friday, saying an independent special prosecutor should instead have been brought in rather than a prosecutor who, quote, was appointed to a fictitious office having no legal evidence existence, unquote. Craziness.
The judge is really going off on them here.
Indeed. And we're going to go to the phones where we've got Keith calling in from Virginia. Bear with me. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Talking to, is it Chris and Mike, did you say?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate all the good you all do and the good free speech format that you provide for everybody, too. And I'm calling about a good freedom fighter, you could say, Larry Nichols. He's been fighting the deep state for about 30 years and fighting for us against them and the other bad guys of the government and, quite frankly, tyranny and people that want to oppress the people in a lot of bad ways.
This is Larry Nichols that was, his name came up a lot, alleging things during the Clinton administration. Is that the guy? Okay.
That's the same one.
And where's he at now?
He's in Arkansas.
Gotcha.
At his home there. But he has been fighting this and sacrificing a lot for America, for the people, you know, who want liberty and freedom. He's really paid a heavy price. He suffered a great deal. And in addition to a lot of, you know, of that, all these years, he's for several years been fighting cancer, and lately he's got a good treatment that apparently is helping him. It apparently is very high success rate. It's not chemo or radiation, and what it you know, like I say, in for some cases and people, he's got an advanced stage, but for many people it's 95% cure and success rate. So
what is it, if I might inquire? Sounds like you might know what he's doing to keep that held back.
Well, it has something to do, I'm not sure exactly, but what I understand, it has something to do with you know, the blood and treating the blood itself. And in fact, I think it's actually removing the blood and then treating it in some way and putting it back in. It may have something to do with stem cells, but therapy and whatnot. But anyway, there are updates on YouTube on his official channel, either by him or a very good friend of his. I'm just kind of on the outside. I'm not really that much on the inner circle, but that's not.
Yeah, people can look that stuff up. I've been hearing, and not to get away from Larry Nichols, but I've heard a few people speak highly of it's sort of a sound wave, I guess, technology that's supposed to help with cancer, too. Of course, all things that the FDA hasn't approved, but people are trying because the FDA-approved stuff doesn't always seem to work. Keith, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. We're going to talk a little bit more about Jussie Smollett. God, I never thought I'd have to say that again, but
yeah.
This is Free Talk Live.
Thought it was over.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. 855-450-FREE if you would like to be on the radio, if you would like to chat with us about whatever float your boat. Whatever's on your mind, we want to talk. 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord's pretty cool. You just load up a little app on your phone, on your PC, use your high-speed internet connection and a quality microphone, and you'll sound like you are right here in the studio with us. And the us tonight is Chris.
And Michael.
And we've been tucking Jesse Smollett. We talked. We had a caller who wanted to bring up Larry Nichols.
Larry Nichols.
Yeah, he was a prominent figure during the Clinton years. I think he was appointed by Bill Clinton to something in the Arkansas state government, but he quickly became very critical of the Clinton administration and had a lot to say during that time. But now we've been talking about Jesse Smollett, which is one of those stories I never imagined I would ever read anything about. But it's just kind of interesting. There's just been some just imagine the special prosecutor in Chicago was ordered to look into this case. And the case involved Jesse Smollett allegedly. Well, he was indicted on 16 felony counts because he was claiming that he was a victim of a racist and a homophobic attack.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly appeared that he paid a couple guys to thump on him and did it all for publicity. So the judge has basically, another judge has said, you know, this thing stinks. I don't know if you can just instantly release all these charges. The story continues. Despite her recusal, Fox said she was shown to have been in frequent touch with that assistant during the case, Fox being the state's attorney. After her office released a raft of emails and text messages, the messages Fox wrote to her assistant showed she questioned the criminal charges that had been filed against Smollett. Quote, so I am recused, but when people accuse us of overcharging cases, 16 counts on a class 4 felony becomes Exhibit A, unquote, Fox wrote in one note. In an interview with NPR member station WBEZ, Fox suggested that her office has more pressing issues than Smollett. I guess I got to agree with that.
They probably do, but...
But we deal with a lot of things in this city, in this country, in this county, not the least of which is homicide rate that outpaces other major cities, shootings that outpace other major cities, sexual assault, sexual violence, domestic violence. And it is not to diminish what Mr. Smollett was alleged to have done, did have an impact on people who are actually victims of hate crime. It did have an impact on how people perceive our city, but he was charged with a class 4 felony. Fox said there has been a lot of confusion about the case and that it was never very likely Smollett would have gotten a prison sentence if he were convicted. So, I got to look at this and go, I'm glad they investigated enough to find out that this was not an actual hate crime. This was simply a publicity stunt.
Yeah,
gone wrong, or I guess it went exactly the way he planned.
No, it went as planned.
Yeah,
that's what's wrong. Is it went exactly as Jesse Smollett planned it?
I think it's horrible that anybody would do that just to create racial tension. No, knowing they were going to create racial tension. Just to get some publicity.
There's enough hate in this world already. We don't need to manufacture more of it.
Right. And I'm glad they're going to look into it. Meanwhile, you know, they say there's more important things to do, high murder rate. Well, Chicago, that's what you get when you ban all the guns. Only the criminals are going to continue to have them, and nobody's going to be able to defend themselves. So, yeah, you're going to get a high crime rate, you're going to get a high murder rate, you're going to get a high shooting rate, and that's what you've created for yourself. But to now tie up a prosecutor and God knows how many police resources to research this absurd case, why would you do that? Go out and solve some real crimes where there's an actual victim, where somebody was actually hurt. In this case, there was no victim. other than what? Jesse Smollett, but he paid for it, so he got exactly what he paid for. It's insanity.
You do bring up a good point. I mean, Chicago has all these murders every weekend, and but we never hear about people being prosecuted for them.
No. Occasionally, I guess you do, and I don't follow Chicago news closely enough. I don't, you know, read the Chicago papers, but, you know, I do always, I know I'll be inundated with it around July 4th because that's a big time for murders in the city of Chicago. You know, you guys, some of you will make a huge deal about the next school shooting, and there's going to be, you know, God, and I hate to think of this because it means kids are getting killed, but, you know, let's say it's going to be somewhere in the 10 to 20 victim range, 10 to 20 victims. That is Friday night in Chicago. And when you watch the July 4th weekend coming up, you're going to see numbers that historically been 50, 60, 70 people shot and killed by people involved in, who were basically victims of the war on drugs. Yeah, it's going to be gang violence because drugs are illegal and the only way you can get them is on the black market. And no one can defend themselves because anybody who is law-abiding in Chicago realizes they cannot own a gun. Or it's so extremely difficult to do it, they're not even going to bother, and it's a real shame. 855, 450 free. We're going to change gears a little bit and go back to my home state of Oregon. It's so rare that an Oregon story comes up, but gosh darn it, this year, I don't know if it happened this year, but you've got a one-party state. You've got the Democrat governor, I think her name's Kate Brown. You've got a supermajority held by the Democrats in the House of Representatives and in the state Senate, which means that whatever the Democrats want, they're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, they're in charge of the whole thing, but and what have they been doing?
Well, right now they're playing a game of Where's Waldo with all of the Republican senators. All of the Republican senators in the state of Oregon have left the state.
Oh, my. Why did they leave the state?
Hey, this might be my favorite kind of government story. Oh, they just left and they couldn't do any more evil. That's all right. This headline comes to us from the Eastern Oregonian. That is the paper I read when I was growing up. We're going to get into it, but suffice to say that the governor has deployed the state police to try to round up all these missing state senators. We're going to talk about that, and if you want to talk about anything, again, our number is 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is talking about his thinking before calling off a retaliatory airstrike against Iran. During an interview for NBC's Meet the Press, the president says the plan was ready to go, subject to his approval.
And things would have happened to a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back. So they came and they said, sir, we're ready to go. We'd like a decision. I said, I want to know something before you go. How many people will be killed in this case Iranians.
That number was 150, which is what reportedly made the president back down from the strike. President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Friday. The Dow lost 34 points to close at 26,719. This is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, fruits and babies, and da da da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733, or hit us up on Discord. You can find out more about that at discord.freetalklive.com. You can also watch us. Wow, what a concept. Watch a radio show.
Yeah.
That could be entertaining. As entertaining as the faces on... is as entertaining as our two faces could possibly be.
Well,
there is.
We try to be.
We try to be a little animated. But you can find out more about that at twitch.freetalklive.com or at DLive, a new platform that's getting a lot of traction. DLive.freetalklive.com. DLive made a lot of news because they lured PewDiePie, the dude with the largest audience on YouTube, lured him away from YouTube and onto DLive, so that's kind of cool. And there's sort of a cryptocurrency aspect to that thing, too, so they're trying to monetize people who spend their time creating content and content that people want to see. But I do want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods, including PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meet in person with cash. There's no ID requirements to sign up for, and use of the site and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And, hey, ding, 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 Michael, you just flashed your cell phone at me, and It has the Bitcoin price, BTC price, at $10,000.
We just moments ago.
Did somebody post that pic, or did
I have a ticker on my phone that is just on the home screen.
Wow.
It's a widget on the home screen.
So
I happen to notice it.
10,000 is a nice number to notice. For those of you who aren't completely familiar with Bitcoin, Bitcoin is a alternative to the U.S. dollar, and its price has risen dramatically since it was introduced. It was first talked about in 2009 by its anonymous creator, Satoshi Nakamoto. He released a white paper, and then in 2010, the first versions of software started, and we sort of came up with this sort of wacky way that people could, you know, have a different kind of money to use. And since that time, you know, 9 years out there live on the internet, it's never been hacked. It's never been double spent, which means nobody ever spent money that wasn't actually theirs to spend. And the value has increased since it was first listed for sale. The first prices were around 4 cents. Which means that as of right now, Bitcoin has increased in value over the last 10 years, 18.9 million%. That beats the Dow.
Yeah, that beats the Dow by just a little bit.
It's been pretty insane. And, of course, we offer no investment advice, and we don't know if Bitcoin's price will continue to rise. But we do know that next year we will have another halving. And that's when the rate at which new Bitcoins are created, up to a total of 21 million that will ever have been created, the rate at which they will be added is going to get cut in half, so they will continue to become scarcer and scarcer, which is kind of interesting. But we're going to go back to my home state of Oregon, where we've got this piece from the Eastern Oregonian. Republican senators leave state as police are deployed. The governor has called out the cops. Salem, Oregon Governor Kate Brown deployed the state police Thursday to try to round up Republican lawmakers who fled the Capitol to block a vote on a landmark economic-wide climate plan that would be the second of its kind in the nation. Minority Republicans want the cap-and-trade proposal, which is aimed to drastically lower the state's greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, to be sent to voters instead of being instituted by lawmakers. The negotiations with Democrats collapsed, leading to the walkout. Kate Gillum, a spokeswoman for Senate Republicans, said Thursday. Oregon State Police can force any senators they track down in Oregon into a patrol car to return them to the Capitol, although the agency said in a statement that it would use, quote, polite communication, unquote, and patience to bring the rogue lawmakers back.
Polite communication and patience from a cop.
Exactly. Have you ever experienced, have those phrases ever gone through your mind when you see blue lights in the rearview mirror?
Not what occurs to me generally, no.
Mine begin with O, O-H. And then a variety of expletives. It could be any one of a number of them that I might pull out at that point. Senator Bill Hansel, Republican from Athena, said Thursday evening that he had left the state and was, quote, somewhere south of Oregon, unquote. As far as he has heard, all of the other Republican senators were also outside of the Oregon State Police's jurisdiction. Quote, the governor had made it clear she was going to mobilize state police, and we didn't really know what that would mean, unquote. He said, would they force us to come back, encourage us to come back? How extensive would the search be? He said he received a text message from Oregon State Police Superintendent Travis Hampton asking where he was. Under state law, the absentee senators will be fined $500 a day per person starting Friday if enough of them remain absent to prevent a vote. Democrats have an 18-12 majority in the chamber, but they have to have 20 members present to have a quorum. So as long as all of the Republicans just don't show up, all 12, then you can't vote on anything. You can't do anything. And their goal is to let this session expire with them not taking on this climate change bill.
Now, this sounds like a totally last-ditch measure because, like you said, it sounds like the Democrats have a veto-proof majority, and they wouldn't get a veto anyway because the governor's also Democratic.
Right. The only choice that Republicans have to block legislation that they feel is bad, and I know enough about this to be dangerous. I don't like the sound of it. I don't like the sound of cap and trade. I don't like being forced to pay for the privilege of doing business or be forced to give someone else money to do business. I mean,
that's
what
a whole lot about cap and trade, but I think they were talking about that about 10, 15 years ago, and it was a bad idea then. That's why nobody did it.
Well, yeah, it's been politically unpopular with most when you get Democrats in charge who have historically sided more on economic programs. I'm going to say just to feel good as opposed to the economic reality of what these programs do. Well, you're going to find out if you dig into this stuff, you're going to find out why Al Gore sits on the boards or owns major shares in most of the trade and cap and trade companies on the planet.
So this is all about Al Gore making money then?
It certainly is, but I suspect there's many more. This to me is the green Enron. This is what it looks like when government steps in, protects certain industries, and allows things to be enforced through law. I mean, this is you can't get customers on your own, so we better make some laws to require people to be your customers. That's what this is really about. It's craziness. Quote, "It's time for the Senate Republicans to show up and do the job they were elected to do," unquote. Brown, that's the governor, a Democrat, said at a news conference. Republican senators appeared unfazed and ready to dig in. Quote, "Send bachelors and come heavily armed," unquote. Senator Brian Boquist, a Republican from Dallas, said late Wednesday as the prospect of a walkout loomed. Quote, "I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. It's just that simple." And I admire their spunk in this one and standing up to a supermajority and a governor. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? I'd love to hear from somebody from Oregon and whichever side you're on. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, you got Chris and Michael. We've been talking about, well, first we talked about Jussie Smollett, so I can mark that off my bucket list. I remember.
I don't know why that was on your bucket list.
I remember when I got to do a story on Free Talk Live about Jussie Smollett. But I did without any sarcasm, because it is interesting that Chicago continues to tie itself up about this story of a guy trying to gain some publicity, and now they're putting a special prosecutor in to see if the state's attorney general did things correctly. To me, it's all silliness.
Well, it sounds like in theory those charges could come back.
It does. It does. And I guess for people that do follow this, it would be interesting. I know a lot of conservatives are going to be thrilled. You know, they thought he should have never been left off for basically crying wolf, setting up, actually hiring actors to cry wolf for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did cry wolf, but just this idea that you can gain publicity by blaming people of another race. And that's, you know, throughout history, no pox on your house too, white people. That's been done by white folks.
Oh, yeah.
It was a black man. He's the one who did it. And, you know, here you have a black man claiming that, you know, these white folks attacked him because of race, and it was pretty crazy. We have been talking lately, though, about the state of Oregon, and does anybody know where the senators are? All of the Senate Republicans apparently have left the state of Oregon because they want to keep the Senate from having to vote on a carbon tax cap and trade proposal designed to lower the state's greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 to a fraction of what they are now. And, you know, the people that I got a lot of friends on Facebook, for example, from Oregon, because mm-hmm. I grew up there, who were all saying this is going to kill jobs. I got people, you know, friends that are in the logging industry, they're like, how am I supposed to, I couldn't keep my logging trucks on the road because they use diesel. And under cap and trade, that's going to make it prohibitively expensive for me to run that. I've got another group of friends, they're all farmers, mm-hmm. you know, and they run big trucks, they run farm equipment. Say, how are we supposed to afford this if we have to pay for carbon credits to run our combines?
Yeah, it's not workable.
It's not. The only other place in the United States that this has been implemented is in California.
Yeah, and
unsurprisingly,
well, see what happens there.
But it's a bad idea. But because the Republicans are such a minority, the Democrats have super minorities in the super majorities in the House of Representatives and in the Oregon State Senate. This is their only choice to stop this from moving forward. We last heard a quote from Senator Brian Boquist, a Republican from Dallas, who said he's going to be around, and he was making plans, and he said, quote, I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. It's just that simple. Boquist, who is reportedly in Idaho, did not respond to emails after the Senate president publicly rebuked him for the remarks. This is the second time in this legislative session that minority GOP lawmakers have used a walkout as a way to slow the process. Democrats have a rare supermajority in the House and Senate, meaning Republicans don't have many ways at all to influence the debate. Republicans walked out of the Senate last month to block a school funding tax package. The standoff lasted 4 days until the governor struck a deal to table legislation on gun control and vaccine requirements. Hansel said that the written deal also included language that would be a, quote, reset, unquote, on cap and trade. He said when Republicans felt the deal had been nullified, there was no real changes on House Bill 2020. Senator Cliff Bentz spent several intense hours negotiating a deal with Brown's chief of staff, Nick Blosser, and Republican Karen Power, Democrat from Milwaukee. One of the most important aspects to Hansel was taking out the bill's emergency clause in order to give citizens time to put together a ballot referendum. But he said Bentz told him that was a, quote, non-starter for Power and Blosser. After Democratic leaders rejected the deal that was worked out shortly before 8 p.m., Republican senators decided to go on strike. Quote, it's a decision we don't take lightly and we tried to avoid it, Hansel said. He said if the votes had been coming up, so quickly, they would have stayed to continue negotiating and were still willing to negotiate. They were also willing to stay outside the state until the session was constitutionally required to end, however, if Democrats wouldn't budge. I wish these things would occur more in politics.
Yeah, I don't wish that one-party systems would occur more in politics.
No.
That's basically what you've got here, is that one party is completely dominating the other.
Right, and they're not going to come together. They're not going to agree. So if the end result is that there's either like a state of perpetual gridlock, I'm fine with that. If the other side has to get creative about ways to gum up the works, I'm fine with that, too. The long and the short is, if there is no Senate, that means any bills that have to go through the Oregon State Senate aren't getting passed, which I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's probably saving some other bad bills from being passed.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I'm certainly not opposed to it. The walkout tactic is rare, but it has been used throughout history. Abraham Lincoln once leapt from a window in an attempt to deny a quorum when he was a lawmaker in Illinois. I can hear Democrats going, see, it's always those Republicans. In 2003, Texas Democrats fled to neighboring Oklahoma to deny a quorum, holed up in a Holiday Inn to block a GOP redistricting bill. The Democrats returned to Texas after the bill's deadline had passed and it was effectively killed. On Thursday, Oregon's Senate president pled with Republicans to return. Quote, I beg and beseech my fellow legislators to come to the floor. I need you. The legislature needs you. The people of Oregon need you to pass budgets to take care of our citizens, unquote.
Now, we need you here so we can run over you.
Exactly. We don't have a good whipping boy. You need to come back, Senator President Peter Courtney said on the Senate floor. The walkout brings all Senate business to a halt with just over a week left in the legislative session. Senators still need to vote on the budget, but the cap-and-trade legislation remains a sticking point. Again, are we surprised by this? I mean, are we surprised if the shoe were on the other foot?
Oh, no, the Democrats would be doing the same thing.
They would, but you won't hear that from a single Democrat. No Democrat's going to sit up there and go, well, we really need this cap-and-trade bill, but I sure get where those Republicans are coming from. They're going to get on their high horse. They are going to say, well, we would never, never endanger the children of Oregon by not passing laws that will help and protect them. And think about the children and think about their future. Without cap and trade, there'll be children littering the streets from global warming. Said no one ever.
No, what'll happen without cap and trade is life will go on. If you pass this crap, farmers are going to have to go out of business and sell their farms. They're going to lose everything. You're not going to be able to. You're not going to have quite as much food to eat. The logging industry, like you mentioned, is going to go downhill.
You're exactly right. And, you know, this is when we had a story we talked about briefly yesterday about, did we? I might have brought it in. But the idea of changes to the Electoral College and proposed changes that will, in effect, any state will go along with whatever the popular vote nationwide is for president.
Yeah, not having the Electoral College would turn rural America into serfs?
Yes.
That was the story. We didn't get to it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
But this is exactly that effect when people in rural areas are just at the whim of the geographically I'll say less important people in cities, then this is the kind of thing you got. We're going to talk about this a little bit more, and maybe we'll talk about should our rural brethren be serfs to the people in the cities. I don't think so. I don't think you think so, but I want to hear from you anyway. 855-450-FREE. Let us know what you think, and what do you think about senators walking off the job? This is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.